Good morning. It's my privilege to welcome you to our worship service here at Seminole Presbyterian on this third Sunday of Advent. We are glad that you're here, and especially those who might be from out of town visiting guests. Perhaps you live here in town and haven't been back to Seminole in a while, though you would consider Seminole your home. We're glad to have you with us this morning to worship with us during this marvelous Advent season as we celebrate the birth and coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are glad you're here. If you'll take a moment and fill out the insert inside of your bulletin, we'd be pleased to have a copy or a record of your visit with us this morning. And you'll find on the back side of that, there is a place for you to jot down any prayer requests that might be concerning you or your family or perhaps someone else that you know. Jot that down and we will certainly pray for them this coming week. And again, we are glad that you have joined us this morning. Also inside of your bulletin, you'll notice a red insert, and that is for the poinsettias that we get every year to decorate the sanctuary prior to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, hopefully to have those in place by next Sunday morning, the 21st. So be sure to read the information and do whatever it calls for if you'd like to purchase poinsettias and put them inside of the insert inside of the offering tray this morning. Now, a couple of announcements. One, you see, the sanctuary is somewhat different. This is our annual time of music, Christmas cantata. This morning we're going to have a special arrangement of songs, Christmas carols, and music from the Christmas season with a special arrangement by John Rutter entitled O Holy Night. And so Danny Comfort will be directing that along with our choir. They've participated at practice for many weeks to prepare for this Sunday as an offering to our Lord. And so Danny will give you instructions later on, but this particular piece calls for a good bit of participation by the congregation. So be sure to follow your bulletin and stay in touch so that when he calls upon you to sing, you're ready and prepared as we sing the marvelous carols and music of Christmas. A couple of other announcements to make. Don't forget our Christmas Eve service. That will be at 6:30 on Wednesday, December the 24th. Be sure to mark that down. Also, I listed the wrong dates that we will cancel Sunday school. We always stop Sunday school for a two-week hiatus at the end of the year, the beginning of the new year. And this year, it will be December 28th and also January the 4th. We will not have Sunday school or Sunday night activities on those two Sundays. I think originally I backed it up two Sundays. So forget what I said and just read your bulletin. You'll never go wrong when you read your bulletin, I believe. Also, don't forget, well, a couple other announcements concerning the choir news about no rehearsal on Wednesday after Christmas, December the 31st. And again, we'll have Sunday school next week. And there are a description of Sunday school classes inside of your bulletin if you'd like to look those up for all ages. Now, let's prepare our heads and hearts for worship. This morning, we light the third candle of Advent. And I want to challenge you to turn off your cell phones and beepers and any other electronic devices that would take away from the worship of the triune God, take away from your ability to concentrate upon the Lord as the choir presents beautiful music and as we go through all the elements of corporate worship. Let's prepare our heads and hearts to worship now as the prelude is offered for us. Thank you. light the Advent candle this morning. You'll notice our call to worship is inside of your bulletin. It is responsive. I'll read the light print. You respond by reading the dark print. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. His origins are from old, from ancient times.
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler. We are the sheep of your pasture, O Lord. We give thanks to you forever, from generation to generation. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 225, Once in Royal David City. Number 225, we'll stand together and sing all the verses. Heavenly Father, it is our desire this morning to lift up and exalt your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we would ask that you would remove all of our sin, cleanse us afresh and anew. Father, we would humbly invoke your blessing upon this hour. Take all of our feeble efforts, multiply them for your honor and glory and for our edification. We lay our offerings before you this morning in music and worship. We make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Christian, what do you believe? We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Join me, if you would, in a time of congregational prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Christmas season, as it stands as a reminder of your great love for sinners like us. Father, thank you that you chose to offer such a great salvation. As we were lost and dead in trespasses and sins, you sent your Son to save us. And Lord, for that and many other reasons, we give you praise this morning. Lord, I'd ask as a pastor that you would cleanse us afresh and anew of all of our sins. Father, thank you that you purchased our redemption through the blood of Jesus, not by anything that we have done or could ever do. And so, Lord, quicken our hearts this morning to enjoy the joy that should be the byproduct of all that you've done for us in Christ. Father, I thank you for the choir and their diligent preparations. Indeed, Lord, you told us to honor you and worship you in song, psalms and hymns and spiritual music. So, Lord, we pray that you would bless their efforts this morning. Father, we pray most of all that you would be present in our midst. That, Lord, at this time of the year, you would renew our zeal, our devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for some who've never known you, I pray, Lord, that you would open hearts, open minds. Father, give the right to become a son or a daughter of God to those who need it. Lord, I pray that you would move all of us closer and closer to a relationship to the Lord Jesus, regardless of our past, present circumstances. Lord, again, quicken our hearts. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Refresh us with the forgiveness of sins offered in Jesus, and allow us to continue to worship you in spirit and in truth, even now as we pray that model prayer that you taught us through the lips of Jesus, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our offertory hymn this morning is number 232, O Jesus Sweet, O Jesus Mild. Let's stand together as we sing.
offertory hymn today, offertory statement today, comes from 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, 6 through 16. Now there is great gain in godliness with contentment. If we brought nothing into the world, we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Jesus and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we look forward to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we celebrate his birth in this Advent season. And we ask now that you humble our hearts, Lord, and let us give what each of us has set in our hearts to give, and not under compulsion, but cheerfully. And we ask now that you use these tithes and offerings to advance your kingdom. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Stand together.
That the choir is going to present this morning very much has congregational participation in it. You're going to need a bulletin this morning. The verses of the hymn that you'll be singing are a little different than you would find in our hymn book. So you will need one of those, and if you need to slip out and get one, then you may want to do that as well. But we want you to join us when you see the congregation listed, and we will open together with O Come, Emmanuel. Let's stand as we sing.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Gospel chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
King of kings.
chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Nature, no crib for us.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi and secretly found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's wing, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, all men raising, worshiping God most high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King, God and sacrifice, and sings Alleluia, Alleluia, the earth replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over
John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man and was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Don't let the item in the bulletin, the message, scare you at this point. I'm fully aware of what time it is. Also, the fact that the message through the reading of the Word and music has essentially already been given. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. God so loved the world that he gave his own Son that we might have life. We celebrate this time at Christmas. All that the choir and the instrumentalist have sung about and played about, and that is that Jesus Christ is born. He was born to die. He died on a cross for our sins, that we might have life. And the gospel, as well as the message of Christmas, is to believe in him, to trust in him, to repent of sin, turn away, turn toward the Lord Jesus Christ in faith and truth. And that's why the choir wrapped it up with Go Tell It on the Mountain. Because if Christ lives inside of your heart and your sins have been forgiven and you exercise faith in his name, the Bible makes it clear you have everlasting life. And for that, we can rejoice and give thanks. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ this Christmas, I invite you, as the choir has so beautifully done this morning, to invite him into your heart, to receive him as Lord and Savior. And if you do know him, my challenge to myself and to you is to follow him in obedience through the Advent season and all the days of next year and throughout your life. May God give us the grace to do this. Let's pray together. Father, we would ask that you would take the written word and the spoken word and the word sung and the word preached, that you would rivet it to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for such a great salvation. So many means to make it known to ourselves and to the world. Bless us, Father, as we continue our worship of you. We make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together as we conclude with Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. Give the benediction, let me say that the difference between a concert and a worship service of the triune God is that while the former is for our benefit, the latter is for God's benefit. That's why we gather this morning on this day in Advent season to give an offering of this kind. Yet I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to Danny, the instrumentalists, and the choir for all their hours and hard work and preparation to offer to the great triune God his due musically during this season of Advent. I know you'll want to express your appreciation as well, and I invite you to do so after the benediction up here to the front. say hello and give thanks to God for all that he's provided for us this day. Let's receive the benediction now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.